With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Speaker Mike Johnson flips the script on Democrat leaders with a staunch warning against a government shutdown.
Speaker Mike Johnson released a memo earlier this week highlighting past year's comments by Senate Democrats warning of the pitfalls of a government shutdown. Johnson wrote, quote, "Senate Democrats who used to warn that shutdowns would hurt seniors, veterans, and working families are now threatening to force one unless Congress repeals a working family's tax cut, restores taxpayer-funded health care for illegal aliens, and sends $500 million to leftist news outlets, among other partisan spending demands." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, during a bilateral meeting with the Turkish president at the White House, President Trump said yesterday he does not want the shooting at an ICE facility in Dallas to lead to still more political violence.
The radical left Democrats are causing this problem, and it gets worse, and it'll be a point where other people won't take it anymore, and that will not be good for the radical left, and we don't want that.
Erica Kirk, the widow of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, will be on national radio today. Kirk will appear on her late husband's Salem Radio Network talk show beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time today, heard on many of these same stations. The president has signed an executive order that puts TikTok in American control. Here's Greg Cluxton.
The executive order allows TikTok to continue operating in the U.S. by shifting China-based control of the video sharing app to American investors. President Trump said he discussed the deal with Chinese President Xi.
We talked about TikTok, and he gave us the go-ahead. You know, it's run by American investors and American companies.
Vice President Vance said there was some resistance from China, but that Americans can use TikTok with confidence that their data will be secure. Greg Clugston, The White House.
This is SRN News. The Missouri Supreme Court hears a transgender case. The details from Michael Harrington.
The justices are considering the constitutionality of a new state law that bars children from undergoing sex change operations or puberty-blocking drugs. In defending the statute, Missouri Solicitor General Louis Capozzi pointed to the ruling this summer by the U.S. Supreme Court that approved a similar law in Tennessee. A growing number of states are passing legislation to keep kids from undergoing irreversible surgeries to live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Polls indicate that amongst women who say they oppose abortion for religious reasons, some still terminate their pregnancies. But women affiliated with a conservative Protestant faith are less likely to have an abortion than Catholics or mainline Protestants. That's according to research by Professor Amy Adams-Sizek of City University in New York. Young American women in conservative Protestant churches about half as likely as others. This is SRN News. A Texas man has been executed for killing his girlfriend's baby in 2008.
Blaine Malam was put to death Thursday by lethal injection at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. He was condemned for the murder of 13-month-old Amora Carson. Prosecutors say Malam savagely beat and strangled the little girl in a, quote, exorcism to expel a demon from the child's body. Child's mother, who was convicted of murder for helping Malam, is now serving life in prison without the possibility of parole. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump is putting import taxes of 100% on pharmaceutical drugs, 50% on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% on upholstered furniture, and 25% on heavy trucks starting on October 1st. The president said Thursday that foreign manufacturers of those things are flooding the U.S. with their products. More news stories at SRNnews.com.